I could feel the blood pounding in my ears as he took another swing. Wait, no, blood wasn't pounding in my ears. It was streaming down from my nose. Instinctively, my tongue swiped over my lips, now colored a sickeningly bright red, and I inwardly flinched at the metallic taste overcoming my taste buds. However, I couldn't focus on the interesting taste as a boy slightly larger than I currently was launching his meaty fists in my direction. Well, I say slightly, 5 or 6 inches. Anyway, I ducked and scrambled out of the way of his projectile and repaid him with a solid jab to the nose. I think it hurt me more than it hurt him, to be honest. It was about 10 minutes after the school bell had rung, freeing hordes of small children to run and mill about before their parents came and picked them up. After school was the ideal time for any heated argument, scuffle, quarrel, or fight. Teachers weren't able to get on the scene right away, and the crowds of students creating a ring around the participants provided a nice cover for us. Anyway, back to the action. I ducked as I felt the breeze from his arm pass over me, narrow missing my oh-so-beautiful face. I blinked, clearing the beginnings of tears from my eyes, silently cursing myself for that. It always happened. Whenever I get angry or upset, my eyes water, making it look like I'm crying. I'm not crying. Especially when I get into a fight or even just an argument, people taunt me for being such a baby. This time was no different. I had water in my eyes, and even as my tightly clenched fist dug its way into his stomach, the crowd gathered around, sneering at me. My teeth ground, my fist shook, and my chest huffed. My arms felt so tired I almost couldn't lift them anymore, but my anger flared up as I twisted to let another punch hit my shoulder, filling me with chaotic energy, and I quickly retaliated with a flesh-and-blood bullet to his left cheek. I can't even remember his name. The guy I'm fighting with, I mean. I can't remember why I was so aggravated at him either. He probably made fun of me for being short or something. Back when I was like 11 in 5th grade, I was a lot less laid back about my height. Nowadays, if someone tries to insult me by calling me short, I'd probably just laugh, agree, then find some other way to call myself short. I wasn't like that then. It was just like 5 years ago, but I got pissed when someone called me short. I mean, I was really, really short, but I hated it. It seems so insignificant now, but it really wasn't. This fight was the first real fist fight I'd ever been in. After this, I only rarely got into fights, but I was a lot more controlled with my anger. As a 5th grader, I got angry very easily. Before that day, however, I had never gotten into a fist fight because of it. So, after he was given a nasty bruise on his cheek, I could tell he was wearing down. Unfortunately, so was I. Also, quite unfortunately, he still was, 5 or 6 inches taller than me. I jerkily pull my body down as a blur of an arm shoots over my head, and the next thought that crosses my mind is imprinted on my mind for years later. Thank God I'm only 3'8". After that beautifully ironic line passed through my mind, my back felt shock after shock as he pummeled me from behind. Thankfully, that was about when a couple of teachers managed to break the ring of students and catch us both. The principal gave us a stern talking to and then let us off with just a detention that Saturday. How nice of him. My dad was then called to come pick me up from school, and I was given yet another stern talking to. When I got home, I tried my best to evade my mother's watchful eyes. However, my 11-year-old self was not quite as stealthy enough to elude her. My dad telling her what happened and talking to her about it probably didn't help my mission either. She caught me and proceeded to interrogate me for a good 10-15 minutes. Okay, so it probably wasn't quite that long, but it sure felt like it. After maybe 5 minutes of questioning, I remember her last question to me. How hurt are you? I pulled away and shrugged. I hurt like hell, especially my shoulders, but I wasn't about to let my mom know. So instead, I cracked a smile and said, "You should have seen the other guy."